Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Excuse me. I have a frog someplace. Anyhow, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. And as you know, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we have some real good news. Hang on one second. Sorry about that. I had to take a drink of water and I couldn't get the top off the bottle. Anyhow, let's cover a whole bunch of different things. If you really would like to be healthy, listen to me. I've been doing this broadcast now for about probably about 9 years. And this is a blog talk radio, which is internet radio. And that we have people listening different time zones, so forth and so on. And I think we have people listening in Europe, and they're about 5 hours, I think 5 hours ahead. The important thing as far as being healthy is you need, now, by the way, I'm older than all of you. I don't have to say that most of you, whatever. I know that I'm older than all of you, whoever's listening, because when you get to be my age, most people can hardly even walk or talk. But the thing is that I'm an exception to the rule. Look, I had the benefit of growing up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and my father was a visionary. He had different products for different things, and beside the regular prescriptions that doctors were prescribing. So I benefited from a lot of that. And also in my educational background, I have 3 graduate degrees. I started out in pharmacy school. Naturally, I went to pharmacy school because my dad had a pharmacy. And I worked there for a while, but I didn't really want to stay in the store. So I sort of went out on my own. Anyhow, here's the thing. Number one, if you really want to be healthy, you got to drink a lot of water. And the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So the thing is that I don't know what that was. Anyhow, so the interstitial fluid, which is really water, so let me just tell you that the water that I just drank from my said bottle, the top of the bottle, well, it's Kangen water. So I put Kangen water into an empty, whatever it was, juice bottle. And I found out about Kangen water maybe at least 15 years ago. And I'll tell you real quick about that. To a medical convention in Tokyo, it was a 3-day weekend thing. And the reason why I wanted to go anyhow was because years ago when I was in the Air Force, my brother was also in the same squadron, and we wanted to see how Tokyo looked after all these years. So while I was there in the hotel lobby, a gentleman came up to me, and a Japanese gentleman, and he said, looked at me, he said, "Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes, hi. How do you know it's me?" He says, and he held up a Japanese newspaper. And on the front of the paper, which was all in Japanese, there was my picture. I said, "Oh, my gosh, what did I do? I didn't kill anybody or rob a bank. How come my picture is on the paper?" He said, no, that talks about your cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida." Well, the bottom line is that I did have a cancer treatment center. We did have different approaches for treating cancer and so forth and so on. But this is not a show to talk about cancer. This is the basically show that I do. I've been doing every Friday wherever I am. And sorry, I got all kinds of distractions. Someone's trying to get through on my phone. I don't know. I have a Well, we're getting all kinds of distractions today. I'm really sorry. Hang on. Don't go away. Go away. Sorry about that. Okay, so look, here's the thing. Number one, like I said, the human body is 85% water. So we need to drink fresh water. All bottled water is contaminated. I'm going to talk real fast because we lost about 10 minutes with all of that going back and forth. So the thing, because I'm doing blog radio, which is on my phone, so it's not a radio station. Sometimes I'm at the station. Today I'm actually out and about. And I'm using my cell phone to do the show, okay? So basically, you need to drink. Bottled water is all contaminated. We can't go into too much detail because if you don't care and you don't want to listen, you don't want to believe me, that's your funeral. Sorry to say that, but it's your funeral, not mine. No? I love life and I want to live so far so good. And I don't take any prescription medication. I'm a physician. I'm also a pharmacist, so I can get any drug or any pills, whatever I want, if I want them. But I don't need them. I don't have any physical ailments. I only have maybe a mental problem. Because I do this show because there's people. Look, I have people listening, people from all over the parts of the world. Now, this fellow Felix, who lives in Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, Felix, hi. I know you're listening, but if you're not listening, then shame on you. I'll give you one demerit because I know you listen. It's about how many years now, and every Friday, and every once in a while, we get a chance to talk to each other, and you're drinking canyon water. Let me just tell you, folks, before we talk about medicine or whatever, let me talk about how to be really healthy as far as that goes. And so now I don't have any high blood pressure. I don't have any ailments like that because I've been more or less, one of the main reasons why I'm as healthy as I am is because I've been drinking canyon water for years, like I said, at least 15 or 16 years before I became actually a distributor for the company. But my company is a distributor for canyon water. And by the way, all water is, all bottled water, it's all contaminated. The reservoirs are contaminated because the petroleum industry is breaking through. They're doing fracking, which is breaking through the Earth's crust in order to determine, find more petroleum deposits way down deep into the Earth. So that fracking has actually contaminated the water. So water, even the reservoirs all over, they're all contaminated. So let's go back, way back, to when creation occurred and the beaches were beautiful and the green trees and the palm trees and the blue and white ocean. And by the way, there's a lot of beautiful beaches in the world. And my favorite beach is still Miami Beach. It's beautiful. And the water is fine. And as far as other parts of the world, I still like Miami Beach best of all. So the thing is, and everything looks good, but it's all contaminated. The trees, the air, everything. Breathing now around the year 1900, some fellow got tired of riding his horse or his horse and carriage, so he actually developed what's called the internal combustion engine, and somebody else came along, put some wheels on it, and before you know it, they had an automobile. One. Now, every city, every town, there's millions and millions and billions of cars. And all of that emission. When I was a kid growing up, I'm old enough to say that there weren't, as far as cars, automobiles are concerned, compared to when I was growing up, compared to today. Let's say there's one for every million, or maybe one for every 10 million in comparison. So I didn't grow up breathing in all these fumes because as you walk down any street in the world, or anywhere practically, except if you get out in the woods. 90 seconds. I don't know what happened to the show. Anyhow, folks, tune in next Friday. I misjudged been with the time on my phone. So tune in next Friday at 12 noon and call in order to call to listen to the show. You dial 347-324-3595. And you can my direct line is 863-509-9059. Dr. Barton and the Truth in Medical Healing. Sorry about today's mix-up with the timing. Adios, y'all.